الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم My dear respected viewers of Madani Chen, we once again welcome you in our program Background of Quranic Revelations. In this program, we select one ayah of Quran and we talk about its background. We talk about reason for its revelation and the message what it contains. Be with us from start to end, inshallah, immense amount of knowledge. You'll be learning from this very short and brief program. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahle Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Ali, has given us a beautiful mindset to make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or do any good deed. I make this intention, inshallah, I'll present this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch this from start to end, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others too. And respect viewers, inviting towards righteousness is a great form of good deed. Ask your family members, children, they can come, sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start till end. If they start acting upon, inshallah, you will also get the reward to invite them, becoming reason for them to act upon. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Respected viewers, as I said, we normally select one ayah of Quran. Today we have selected Surah Nisa, verse number 100 for our program. And we will be talking about its reason of revelation and the message it contains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, Surah Nisa, verse 100.
وَمَنْ يَخْرُجْ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ مُهَاجِرًا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ يُدْرِكُهُ الْمَوْتُ فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَّحِيمًا
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And whosoever leaves his home, migrating towards Allah and the Messenger, then death overtook him. His reward has henceforth become upon the responsibility of the generosity of Allah. And Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. Respected viewers, this ayah was revealed. And what is the background of this revelation? Respected viewers, Hazrat Jundar bin Bamra al-Layfi radiallahu ta'ala when he heard about migration, migrating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was very elderly, old person. He said that I'm not exempted to do hijrat, to migrate in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because I've got enough maal, enough wealth. I will not stay for even one night here in Makkah. Take me. Hence, people took him on his bed, like he was taken on his bed. But he passed away in a place called Tan'im, which is very close to Makkatul Mukarrama. At the last moments of his life, he put his right hand on his left hand and said, O Allah, this is your hand and this is your beloved Rasul, messenger's hand. And I do bay'ah upon which your beloved messenger did bay'ah. Subhanallah. When this news was heard, Sahaba Ikram, Alim Ridwan, when they heard, and they said, if only he had reached to Medina, then what a great reward he would have attained. Whereas mushrikeen, disbelievers, they started laughing and said that the reason he left Makkah, he was not able to attain that. Upon this, this very ayah was revealed, what we have just heard. And I repeat its translation, right? And whosoever leaves his home, migrating towards Allah and the Messenger, then death overtook him. His reward has henceforth become upon the responsibility of the generosity of Allah, and Allah is most forgiving, ever merciful. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the status of that Sahabi Rasul who left his house for migration in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he passed away in his journey. He had not reached to his destination, but he had started his journey and he passed away. Allahu Akbar. But when Sahaba Ikram thought that had he reached Makkah, Madinatul Nabi, then the reward of hijrat, the reward of migration, what a great reward he would have attained. Upon this, this ayah was revealed that it is upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will grant him the reward he has kept, subhanAllah, for him. From this ayah, ulama they've written that we can also learn if someone intends to do good deed and he is not able to fulfill and complete it, but he will get the reward, subhanAllah, for that. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, the one who intended to do good deed, but he was not able to do it. He did not do that. He just made an intention, he wanted to do that. One good deed is written for him. And the one who intended to do good deed, and then he also did that, then for him, from 10 to 700 times good deeds are written. Allahu Akbar. This is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the one who intended to do sin and he did not act upon, then for him sin is not written. And if he commits a sin, then one sin is written for him. Allahu Akbar. This is again, what a great mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala it is. Respect to Prophet Madani Channel, He is Rahman, He is Rahim, He grants us. He wants us to be successful and get salvation, especially the salvation of hereafter. We need to mend our relation with our Lord Azza wa Jal. We need to seek the Rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask for forgiveness. And if we can do, we should make good intentions to do good deeds, inshaAllah. Because our intention also grants us reward. Respected viewers, summary of the saying of Sadr al-Afadil Mawlana Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is that it will be classed as to migrate in the path of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for talab ilm. Like if someone migrates from one country to another for talab ilm, for seeking knowledge, so this hijrat will also be hijrat for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Rasul. This migration will be for Allah and His Rasul. And likewise for jihad, for hajj, for ziyarat of Medina, for acts of good deeds, for piety, and for rizqi halal, meaning seeking halal earnings. If someone migrates from his country to another country, this is classed as hijrat, this is classed as migration towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam. And if someone dies in this path, he will get reward for it. As Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam said, the one who died in search of knowledge, he was in search of seeking knowledge and he died, he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state that between him and prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the difference of levels will be the level of nubuwa only. Allahu Akbar. This is the reward for a person who seeks knowledge of Deen Islam. He strives, he goes out, he searches, seeks knowledge of Deen. Such a reward, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jal, he will attain. Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever left for Hajj and then he died, until the day of judgment, for him reward of Hajj will be written until the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. And the one who left for Umrah and he died, for him also reward of Umrah will be written until the day of judgment. Respected viewers of Badr Hisham, we need to do Hajj. If Hajj is farad upon us, make intention inshaAllah. And what a great death is. Everyone has to die. But if we die in subhanAllah, fulfilling the obligation of Hajj, if we die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we are going to do Umrah, to do Ziyarah of Medina, and if we are in search of knowledge of Deen Islam, then inshaAllah this life will be sorted, and life after death will also be sorted inshaAllah. We'll have salvation. That's all for today. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand Quran and act upon its message. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful topic. Until then, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Quran.